Okay. So we're in the middle of Pack Vav. I think we should dedicate the Shir Lilui Nishmas of Nelson Friedman, who Shloshim was yesterday. And they're still having the program I left in the middle to give Shir. Those that don't know him, he was a man who lived here in Washington Heights for many years. He was a big benefactor, especially to Camp Moshava and B'nai Akiva. And he was a man of great modesty and great caring for all Jews in Klal Yisrael of the highest proportions, and he's a true tzaddik. And I don't say this lightly. And unfortunately, he left the world a month ago, and we remember him, and we should be inspired by his caring for all of Klal Yisrael. And we should dedicate the Shir Lilui Nishmaso. So, last week we were doing the packet here. Is there a chiyuv to live in the vicinity of your parents? Say you're getting married and you're from L.A. So is there an inyan to move back to L.A. or not? Right? Because if your parents are there, that's the question. So it seems so what we learned is the following, that there is an inyan to live in your parents' vicinity. The inyan is interesting. The inyan is only for the husband, because the husband has the chiyuv kibur aveim. The wife doesn't have the chiyuv anymore. The same type of chiyuv, because she's really meshuba to her husband. But if the wife, this we saw away in the Chuvas HaRashba last week, if the wife is going to say that I'm not going to marry him unless he lives in my parents' vicinity, so then we saw that two things can trump Kibbutz Aveim, and that is Luma Torah Velisa Isha. Or because Luma Torah, we see that the years that Yaakov Avinu was learning in Shem Ve'Aver, he wasn't punished for not doing Kibbutz Aveim. And Lisa Isha is on the same level of Luma Torah, because Mochrim Sefer Torah for Luma Torah V'Lisa Isha. So if the only way you can have the Shidduch is if you live outside of where your parents are, then you have to do that, because you have to get married. That's getting married beats out the mitzvah of Kibbutz Aveim and learning Torah. But without that, all things equal, then there would be a chiyuv to live in the vicinity of the parents, which is interesting. It's not the modern approach, you know, in this world. But the simple shot in the poskim is that that there is such a chiyuv. And we saw the Chuvas HaRashba, we saw the Mechaber, etc. Let's take a look now in the Chayei Adam. There's a famous Chayei Adam on page 11. And this is a general discussion, and then we'll see how it fits into Kibbutz Aveim. The question is like this. Whenever you have to do a mitzvah, say I have to take lulav, and I have to listen to shofar, how far out of my way do I have to go to do a mitzvah? So as we know, say, like by the Tilas Yadayim it's brought down, that if you don't have any water, any cup, and you have a sandwich, so you have to go 4 mil in the direction you're in the derech. So 4 mil, like 72-minute drive to get a cup and a water. And that's in the way you're going. You have to go out of your way, 18 minutes out of your way. So if you're at home, so everything's out of your way because you're not planning to go anyplace. So then 18 minutes. You have to be able to, in other words, if there's no water, say, we saw this when we learned Mikvos last year, that Rav Getzel had a piece in his Sefer. Say, once in Kiryas Yoel, it was cold in the summer, in the winter, and the water froze, so you couldn't get water in your... So he has a discussion with Getzel, can you just go outside and put your hands in the snow for Netilas Yadayim, right? But say you don't have any water. There's a, you know, they shut the water. You don't have any water, and you want to eat a sandwich, and there's no water. So you have to go 18 minutes out of your way to get water. So if you know that you can buy water in the store, say you don't have any water at home, but the store, you can take it, you know, you can go 10 minutes to the, I'll call that, it's called for Nurse Israel, tell him to call back later. 10 minutes out of your way from the store, so then you mechuyev. Then you mechuyev to go out of your way to get water from the Netilas Yadayim. You mechuyev to go out of your way, 18 minutes out of your way.
So 18 minutes there and back, or 18 minutes there and then there and back?
That's a good question. Let's assume 18 minutes out of your way. So are you saying, if you're going to go there and back, it'll be 36 minutes.
Sure.
Yeah, that's a good question. Let's see. So, but that's I don't know. It's a good question. You have to go out of your way for Netilas Yadayim. No. So then, if you're already potter, then you could wear gloves. In other words, you don't just say wear gloves and don't travel the 18 minutes or the 72 minutes. No. If you putter anyway, then you wear the gloves, as in chumrah. In some shittas say that if you wear gloves, you don't have to watch Netilas Yadayim. We don't paskin like those shittas. We paskin like those shittas l'chumrah, that when you putter anyway, because there's no water or kli within the vicinity, so then, as a chumrah, also cover up the hands like that.
But if you don't control where you go, you're on a public bus.
If you're on a public bus and you don't have a control, you mean, and you're going to be
you're not getting hours.
You're going to from Jerusalem.
Going to Canada. Going to Canada.
Yeah, and the bus around the corner.
Yeah, Montreal, the Hayman bus. I tell you, I got on 12 o'clock Motzai Shabbos, and I got there 7 o'clock. 7 o'clock! That's a Kazan! 7 o'clock in the morning, I got to Shomrim Laboker. So it was a 7-hour... But we got off at the border. So I wonder if the border, they might have been... So maybe the question is, like, you should have, in other words, should you have known to do it, but you're saying you're stuck. Okay, that's a good question. Could you say that maybe you're putter, because, I don't know, I have to think about that. That's a good question. But what about stam? How far do you have to go to get an esrog, a lulav, a mezuzah, right? How far do you have to go? So look what he says. Page 11. In other words, he's not sure whether you even have to go outside your city. Because we're in the city, but you're going to have to go to another city. So what does it mean? In other words, you have to go to, if the closest cup of water is in Teaneck, or the closest esrog you can get is in Teaneck, so maybe you don't have to go. But then he writes in the Nishmas Adam, nearly, he says, you don't have to go to a different city, even to do a mitzvah daraisa. Whereas if there's no lulav in your city, maybe you're not mechuyev to go to another city to procure a lulav. And he says, you see, what's the raya? From the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. Because the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah says, if you have two cities, in one city they have a shofar, but they don't have a sitter. The other city, they have the sitter, but they don't have a shofar. So you can go to one city and hear shofar, but not daven. Go to the other city, daven, but not have shofar. So the question is, well, why do you have that? Why doesn't the people in that city have to go to the other city to make sure they have a chauffeur? So you see that perhaps you're not mechuyev to go out of your city. So he says, merely mokum da ozil v'osi biyoma mechuyev leilech. So his basic idea is that if you can go and come back in one day, then you're mechuyev. So that's a big chumrah, because b'zman hazeh, I mean, unless it's on Shabbos and Yontif, I mean, you can go to Israel in one day. I mean, you know, so if it's, in other words, that's what he wants to say, a one-day travel. You don't have to do more than a one-day travel.
So it's not talking about the financial.
Yeah, so we're going to, yeah.
We see that back then they were going slowly, and they didn't have cars. So like modern day, you can say that means what? Or do we say that hour is even more? Yeah, I'm saying it's more mocking now that we have cars. Like, can you say that because the hour queue?
Right, that's the question, whether it's a question of distance or it's a question of time. Let's assume it's a question of time.
Yeah.
Fine.
Yeah.
I think it includes travel, the switching of the time. Like from LA, it takes you 25 hours, including the time difference.
I don't know if it's. Yeah.
To Israel. So I'll be back to Israel.
There and back in one day. So when you come back.
No, then it's. It'll take you 32 hours.
It's
16 hour flight.
Is it both ways? Really? Round trip or it's only one way? One way.
You can only go to London and back.
You can take in one day to get there and back.
Oh, so let's see. So this is. So I mean. So he says he thinks you're mechuyev a day's travel to do a mitzvah. Oh, even for a daraisa. Okay, now let's see how that fits in with Kibbutz Aveim. So take a look. Let's take a look on page 17 for a second. So 17 is the middle of this whole piece where Rabbi Harfenis so he has a piece here. On page 15. Take a look first on page 15. So here he talks about the question of Nosa Isha Meir Acheres and Simin Chof Hei. You married a woman from one city. The Aviv wrote to Sheikbet Dirosu Biro. In other words, he wants that the newly married couple, the father of the man of the chassan, wants the newly married couple to live in his community, his city. For Ishtar wrote to Slador Mokumur Avoseha. So which way? Who wins? So
the wife or the wife's father? Ishtar wrote.
Yeah. So Shuvah, he says, Chayv haben lodur b'mokam mugure aviv. Afim hukvar dar b'mokam mugure chomiv. Chayv hu latik tiroso. In other words, he is mechuyev. The technical halacha, again, obviously in life you have to, there are a lot of nuances in life. So we're not here to just to blindly, in other words, what's the ikar halacha? And then there could be other things. So obviously if it's going to ruin the marriage or something like that, then that's part of the concept that marriage is more important than Kibbutz Aveim, right? So anything that's going to ruin the marriage, then the marriage is more important than the Kibbutz Aveim, because we see that that for Lilmo Torah Velisa Isha, those are the two things that trump Kibbutz Aveim. So technically speaking, if they wouldn't ruin the marriage, the Ikar Halacha is Chayiv HaBen Lo Ador B'Mokom Mugur Yoviv. even if he is already living in the place where his wife is from, afil kvar dar b'mokam b'guri chomav chayv hu latik di rosu b'mokam b'guri aviv. You know, she's hustling with Rosh Bashas as soon as over, unless they made a deal or whatever. So he says like this. So then he writes, number one, on page 17. Yeah, what do you say?
Did we say Lisha Isha means like any Shalom bias post marriage or only when you're looking for a wife?
No, in other words, when you're looking for a wife, certainly, but even if it's misbaber that it's going to cause a bad marriage, a bad marriage is not a good thing either.
Right.
A bad marriage is not good. So, Mustama, bad. If it's going to cause that, you're going to have a bad marriage as a result of this because she's going to resent it, and that Mustama that also beats out Kibbutz Aveim. Right? But the technical halacha is that since the man has a chiyuv to be Mishamish his parents, so he has to be readily available. So if he's living in a different place, he's not readily available. So first he wants to know on page 16, does that apply only to elderly parents or even to younger parents? So he says, on page 16 on the left, the arrow is on page 16. Mi ulai avtshal horim tzirim fein tzarech l'shima shaben mikol mokom yish l'horim siba shirotim shebenam yadu b'yir they're not young, but they want to see the kids, they want to see the grandkids, they want to, you know, so give them nachas ruach. So he says, "Shaf shorim tzeirim ve'ena tzarach l'shima shaben mikol mokam yish lahorim siba shirotzim shabenam yodu bi'iracha tzimu kidei shalgei kach yuchel hu lavol vakram midei shabbos b'shabato midei hamoed b'moado gam biker b'lo shima shum chlal mitzvah kiba." That was he saying that kibud aveim is giving, as I told you, it's nachas ruach to your parents. So even though to just come and visit makes them happy. Even though you're not going to be feeding them, they're young people, they don't need you to feed them, they don't need you to put on their coat for them. But they see you. It gives them pleasure. Nachas ruach. So if they say, you know, you can't go to Israel for the year because I need you, it gives them nachas ruach, that's not a taina, because limud Torah, if you feel limud Torah beats out kibud aveim. Even though they'll tell you can learn here, but if you feel the learning could be better for you there, at least for that year, so then that beats out kibud aveim. Mir be'emes gam mokum dirasa yochol untzol lebeis oviv levakro mizman lezman chavis kasher imo. Even though you could call on the telephone, so after you've started the vats, mokum mokum shenimtsa eslo mizdam neminyanim sheish lachaber ahorim. But it still gives them nachas ruach. And if they ask, it's a question of moving back. So he writes here on page 17, on the bottom right, Miu heyesh akiris diras ha'odem toloi b'harbe hotzos. Let's say you're living someplace else and they want you to move back. Again, as I told you, it has to be practical, because if it's something that's going to be resentment, that might be could trump the whole thing. Because then, you know, not to have a marriage or to have a bad marriage, I think it's pashut that having a bad marriage to prevent having a and that could be a big factor sometimes of where they live, whether they're going to be happy, not happy, etc. So having a bad marriage is not good. So therefore, that's more important to have a good marriage. Not only to get married, but to get married, the mitzvah of getting married is to have a good marriage. To have a bad marriage and getting married is not such a good thing. To have a good marriage. To have a good marriage, so, is more important than kibbud av v'aim. And if it could work out that they want them to move back, they have to pay for all the finances of coming back. Because it's mishal av. Kibbud av v'aim. So in other words, they want them to be there so they'll get the hanah of seeing the kids, seeing the grandkids, etc. So then they have to pay whatever it takes, whatever expenses. Miuheyos, Akiros, Diros, Odom says Raharfinus, Tolly Bahabi Hotzozo, Kaimel, the Mrs. Kibarav, Urak Michal Av, Alosh Michal Ben, Akadin Akamina Mosh, Shaavi Vomelosh, Shalom, Kolotos, Alkis, Diros, Mehasam Hoha, Miu Mich, Aben Mokor. But, again, and another issue is that if the husband, his Parnassus is in the other place, then he doesn't have to lose his Parnassus. That's another thing. So that's a third thing. So it's Talmud Torah, marriage, and Parnassa. Those are three things that are more important than Kibbud av v'aim. Talmud Torah, marriage, and Parnassa. So they can't say you have to leave it because you don't have a Parnassa here. Okay, so that's one thing. So if it could work out, and the parents are willing to pay, and he has a parnassa in both places, that could be okay. Then there's another thing I wanted to show you. Okay, take a look. On page 20. What do you say about this, Shiloh? Say your parents live in New York, okay? But they want to go to Florida for the winter. And they want you to come visit them in the winter. Not the whole time, but how does that fit in? So for states, if they're going to have to pay for tickets, right? They're going to have to pay we'll have to see about that. So Aviv Oimo, Simulamad Bey, has a kingdom showing Bechorev and Mokum Nofesh, Verotim, Shebneim Yavo Etzlam, Al Shavu Al Shuwai. But they live in New York and they go to Florida, that's what Mustami's talking about. They go to Florida for the winter. And they want them to come for a week to visit. So is that part of Kibbud av v'aim? So it means he's going to have to take off from work. So what's with that? So what? No, here, you see, here is not a question of giving up. Giving up parnassa means you're going to lose your job. Here, you're not going to lose your job.
He'd rather take vacation in the spring, he's not taking
it. Yeah. It says, Hinei mitzad mashal yekach lo yuchal ben ba'oso ha-shavua or shavuayim l'shasik b'manon soso. Say, you own a store. You won't be able to run the store. So that's not a p'tur. Because harei kaimel in the halacha is ha-ben b'chuyiv li-batel mimlachto g'day l'shamish es-horav. Whereas you have to bevatel from your melacha alf shal dekach ma'abed hachnesosof, even though you're going to lose out money, because that's called manias hareva. What? No, because parnasa means you're going to lose your job. Here you're not losing your job. Here, what? Oh, so if that's a chashash that people are going to stop coming to you, that could be that's what they talk about in Hilchas Chol HaMoed. Like Menias HaRevach is not a tour for Chol HaMoed. In other words, you close your store Chol HaMoed, so you won't get that money. But now, if you're going to lose customers that you have already, that's a Dover Oven, because they're your customers. Now they're going to go to the other place. So, but let's assume you won't lose your parnasa. So he says, then he thinks, well, maybe there is a chiyuv to go. Came in shein olam nias hareva. In other words, what if you're working for somebody, and if he says, okay, I'm going to fire you if you don't do it. So if he's going to fire you, so then you can't get fired. Because the parnassus is more important than kibbut aveim. But he says, it's not so poshut. Ode, the paragraph Ode. You see, the fact that you're living in their locale, so you did your hashtag. Now they leave, so that's not so poshut that you're even mechuyev to go. In zen, it's midin kibbut aveim. If, in other words, you left them, so that's a question. But you live with them. They left you. They went to Florida. So, Ode, Shadil Makev and Shahim Ozvin Mokam Dirosim, says Rav Harfinis, Eina ben Mukhuyud Linso Acharem, Shakev and Shaben Eslam Beiram, Buchan Lasham Sham, Elahem Hakoch Lazov Esair, Hamanash. In other words, they can, if they want to leave, but then they can't expect that the child has to follow them wherever they go. Okay, that's maybe the technical. I mean, obviously, you have to have you Seichel also. And if it's something he could do, and he could work out, so
they're paying, they're offering to take care of everything.
Right, they're offering to take care of everything. The only question is, you know, but the question of that you're going to lose a week of work and things like that. So you're still mechuyev. You know, there's a famous thing from Rav Chaim Brisker. There was a thing from Rav Chaim Brisker that he says that the kid has to pay. The kid has to pay, right, for the to train. So why does the kid have to pay? I thought it's Michel Av. So Rav Chaim says no, because he can walk. He wants to take a train, so that's not the father's problem. He should, yeah. But Rav Harfinis says, that's only if it's shaykh to walk. If it's not shaykh to walk, they went to Florida, walk. It's not shaykh, so therefore it has to be with a plane, maybe a car.
Walk within a day.
Okay. Right, so if you take a look, take a look now on page 18. So he says, Simchavav. He says, Horav la'achar nisui b'nehim. There was, they got married, and then the parents moved. Kavdu the Russian biracheres. Lazik nasam shames a kukim the shimash b'nehim tovim shabanam yavol lodor b'iram the shiuchal the shamsham. Yichiyuva rami alav lamale bakoshes horav. In other words, they lived where the parents, they got married and they lived where the parents were living. So they, no problem. Now the parents moved. So they still have to move now too? So first he says, Chayev. Yeah, maybe they have to. But then he says, "Subkani baram paragim." According to the poskim of the Chayodim, they ain't adam chuyev lelech meir leir kedei lekayim mitzvas esei. Right? If you hold like the Chayodim, then maybe you're not even allowed. You're not mechuyev to go to a different city to mekayim mitzvas esei. The Chayodim wasn't sure. Then the Nishmas Adam he said about this day thing, but in the Guf HaSefer he said maybe you're not even mechuyev to leave the city. So then, if you're not mechuyev to leave the city, so then, if they moved, so maybe you're not mechuyev to, you're potter from the mitzvah, just because, just like if you don't have a shofar in your city, so then you're not mechuyev to blow a shofar. You don't have to go to a different city. And even if you want to say, not like the chayadim, that you are mechuyev, to go to a different city, that could be that you're going to go to a different city, you're going to get the shofar, and then you're going to come back. But who says you're mechuyev to uproot your life? In other words, maybe this is different because that's a question of one time. This year, there's no shofar in my city, so maybe I don't have to go to another city. But here, you're going to mafkia yourself from the mitzvah for the next 15, 20, 30 years. So maybe then you are mechuyev. That's what he writes, what we said over here. The mitzvahs keep it of aim, ain't a doche, as shalom habayis shalom. Mitzvahs keep it of aim, does not doche shalom bayis. Because that's pashut. Because getting married is more important than kibbut aveim. So, and including getting married is having a good marriage. So this sometimes could happen, that a parent can interfere in a marriage and then cause problems in the marriage. So then there's no chiv to be near the parents, or, you know, as if the parents are affecting the marriage, that's so then the marriage takes precedence to the relationship with the parents. So that has to be very sensitive. Sometimes it can be a very sensitive thing. These things happen in this world. Oh. So then he says here on page 18 in Simon Chav Zion. HaBen Rotzel Nsol L'Rabo Al Meshach Yimei Hayomim Noroim. Right, in the Hasidic world, this happens all the time, that they go to the Rebbe. There was a Chassid in Bar Park, and you go to your Rebbe in Yerushalayim for Rosh Hashanah. not even talking about Uman and things like that. You know, so, and the father wants him to be by the father. I don't know, what does the wife say here? I guess it's given that the wife says it's okay. If the wife doesn't say it's okay, then or that should be a problem also. The wife says it's okay, but the father's machbir. In other words, he's married, he lives in New York, his father lives in New York, he wants that he should be there for Yom Noraim in New York, and he wants to go to the Rebbe, and the Rebbe lives in Bnei Brak, I don't know where he lives. So does that trump kibbutz aveim? So he says, maybe it does. If a ben batuch shesham yosef mukshal ol kabel tzoros v'yisharaim kasi yom noraim hadinim a ben. So he writes, if a ben omer shemagish yosef yisrael rabba omesha chachagim zem sayel ol avodas Hashem l'chor einu mechuyu l'tzai sloviv k'busha einu mechuyu l'tzai sloviv k'shemoch v'yodo shavuz palbek yisrael shesham yosef v'kavona. Pischei Tshuva. We should look up this Pischei Tshuva. You have the Shulchan Aruch? Let's look up. He says a Pischei Tshuva. In the name of Chamud Daniel. In Sifkot and Chav Beis. Oop. Thank you. Yeah, in other words, Kibbutz Aveim, Pischei Tshuva. Yeah. Yeah, so he says like this. Let's see what this is going on. Your test, here. Chaf, yeah. The Mechaber writes, in Reish Mem, Sif Chof Hei, Im Av wrote to Sharis as a ben, Mutu Kabel Men Onkin Av Ben Torah. Talmud she wrote to Lorach Lomokum Acher, Shubotech Shira Simon Brocha B'Talmudov, V'Erav Shoshav Avi Mochabo, V'Fi Shadog Bosh. There was the son wants to learn in some yeshiva out of town, because he thinks he'll learn better there. And the father is worried. And he's worried, not just Tom is worried, because he's worried for, like, Sakana. If he's a dog, that there's security problems. He's still ain't a tzarech l'shmo l'aviv v'zeh. So that's what the Shulchan Aruch says. So the Pischei Tshuva writes, Chosub sev chemud de Daniel, ksav yad. Nira duha din afilu savik l'shem yirasim v'rachamutar. Whereas, you're not sure you're going to learn better, but if you think you have a suffix, then you think you're going to learn better. You can't say for sure. As long as there's a suffix, that's good enough to have you leave. Then he writes, because of Ode, Echad, Haya Rotzel is piled by his Knesset of Psalm Sham Yosef Bekavana. He wants to daven in a shul where he thinks he'll have more Kavana. Ve'ima mocher b'zeh. Ein tzorech l'shmola. It's interesting that Imo is Mocha B'zeh. You know, you would think the father would be Mocha. So what's the pshat? So he wants to say, Rabbi Harfin is here on page 18. If God of Talmud Torah Yosef Kibbutz Aveim, Mutol Olel Chalam Mulokum Shemagi Sheyotzich Yosef Belimud Torah, Avshe Ovid, next page 19, Misnagel Kach Meil Kmokei Namik Shenogel Yiras Shemaim, Zereshish Chochme Yiras Hashem. So this is a jump. Maybe you can say it's not a jump. In other words, the poskim we only say for Talmud Torah. You could, Talmud Torah is more important than Kibbutz Av Ve'Im. But say like things that are not Talmud Torah, like what you call a better davening. A better davening. This is always, it could be a very, the father wants that the son sit next to him in shul, in Yom Narayim, and he wants to go to some yeshiva and daven there. So Rabbi Harfenis, it says that that it trumps Kibbutz Av Ve'Im. I don't know. What do you say? I don't know. Is that pashut like that? I remember Rav Yossel Rosenzweig told me many years ago. He was the Rav in Schenectady, and I broke my leg there. He was the Rav of the shul. So I think he told me Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, said that no, you should daven with your father. I don't know. I think this is maybe a jump. You know, to say that maybe Talmud Torah is more important, is bigger than Kibbutz Av Ve'Im. I don't know, davening, I don't know. Look, I'm a little biased. I grew up in the shul. I grew up in a shul, so I'm fine with a shul. You know, some people, they have to go to this yeshiva, that yeshiva. I like a shul. I like, good bala, Erlich HaBalabatim. I think it's okay. What do you say? I'm not convinced in this Kamudi Neil. I'm not convinced. For Torah, I could hear, if that's really the case. For davening, if it's like a shul that's, is questionable, they're halachic. But, it's a shul davening. It's not a yeshiva davening that they're davening Shmon Esrei for five, for who knows how long. What? I don't think Nusach Tfil makes so much of a difference, because you can always daven privately your own Nusach. So your father davens Chabad. He davens Ashkenaz and Chabad, and you daven Ashkenaz. What do you daven? And you don't want to daven the Chabad Ashkenaz, which they daven Nusach Ari, and you want to daven Ashkenaz. I don't know if that is a factor in Lagavi Kibbutz Av Ve'Im.
The person knows from experience. They go to the shul their father goes to. They won't push have anything. They're quiet through everything. They don't have to go to the yeshiva davening. This is somewhere else, but this is where he wants to go.
The father?
Yeah, the father wants to go to this shul, which flies through. The person can't focus at all. He doesn't have to go to the yeshiva davening, but he needs to go somewhere a little slower.
No, so then maybe that would be. I feel a lot of shuls you could daven with kavana. It's just this. Some people have this notion that for a certain time, you have to be in yeshiva. You have to be in yeshiva. I don't know. Maybe not. Yeah.
Assuming that they're okay with it, or should you make sure that they're okay with it?
Yeah. So again, it's not shemesh, but if they're not going to have, if the parent gets nachas ruach for having the, I know what it is. His father, I have nachas ruach. My son sits next to me in shul. He gives you, nachas ruach. So I think it's a mitzvah kibbutz Av Ve'Im. So if the davening, if the father davens in a conservative, okay. So then you can't, you're not mechuyev to do that, even if it's going to give you parent nachas ruach. But he doesn't daven. It's not a yeshiva should davening. It's a shul davening, which is also good. Yeah. So I think these kids, should ask. Yeah. I think they should.
Assume that you just go.
Yeah, you know, a lot of times people, you know, parents really are offended, are upset, you know. So this Chamud de Daniel, when he makes this chiluk between, you know, this extension, Shulchan Aruch only talked about learning. You want to go to yeshiva in Yerushalayim, and your parents live in L.A., and even if they would be against it, you're allowed to go because you think you're going to learn better than yeshiva in Yerushalayim. But if your parents did daven chveis in the Young Israel, and they and you want to daven dafka, some other shul. It's not so simple that that's. What?
For a guy in YU, YU davening is free.
No, the
parents. $300. The parents have to pay for it.
Yeah, the parents will pay for it. Yeah, some shuls they have a family deal. You know, you pay, and you get for the whole family a package. Package. Yeah, I don't know.
What if you daven for your company? So you're
getting human. You mean the dominant that you should learn better?
Yeah.
I don't think so. I think Talmud Torah means Talmud Torah. That is, you could say you'll daven for your Talmud Torah, so maybe that also should. I mean, the Chamud de Daniel is saying stam davening, not the Talmud Torah. Maybe still trumps kibbutz aveim. But I think Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky thought not that way. That's the way I heard from Rav Yossel Rosenzweig. You know Rav Yossel Rosenzweig? From the diaspora. Diaspora. Who yiftach libeinu. He wrote that song. Some more. You know? Yeah, you know? How do you know him? You know Rav Yossel?
Alright.
Yeah, we spent Simchas Torah together. One year I took my shiur. More than one year, but one of the years that he was the Rav there. We took the shiur to Schenectady for Simchas Torah, and he was the Rav there. At the end of the yantiv, he said this was the best yantiv he ever had. Yeah, it was a good yantiv. So I don't know. I think it's sometimes it has to be spoken out. Now, this is Simchav test you'll get a chuckle out of. Okay? Why not get a chuckle? You'll get a chuckle. That's Simchav test, okay? Take a look. She'ela, this is a real, you'll get a chuckle. Chav test, page 19. She'ela, b'no omed b'shiduchim. He's holding by shiduchim. Who b'davin lo shiduchim me'ir acheres. And they want to set him up with a girl from a different place. Why? What's the example? Because Adab in Brooklyn. He's living in Brooklyn. And they want to set her up with a girl from Muncie. Muncie? It takes an hour and a half to get to Muncie. No, you need a girl from Brooklyn, not a girl from Muncie. But the boy wants to get married already. So if it means to be most nefesh to marry a girl from Muncie, so he's willing to do that. And he can't find a girl from Borough Park, but he can find a girl from Muncie. Yidnu ozen kasheres lechiduchim shemichutz leirum. There's a right for the parents that they won't listen to a shidduch outside of their city. So he says, "Lav shapir avdi, dami." In other words, it's not right. They have to let him spread out a little bit. Not only Brooklyn, but they go from Muncie also. Okay.
What's the big three?
What's what?
The big three.
Parnassa. Parnassa? It's one of the big three. That's it.
Yes, I thought you meant the cities. Brooklyn, Muncie. Yeah, Muncie, too.
Brooklyn might not do monthly.
So he writes here that he quotes. He says, "Mavur Barama, the Ma'av Mochel the Ben Lisa is a Isha Shiachpots." You don't have to listen. He quotes the Marik. Right? We did this Marik many times. Right, then Marik is talking about a situation much less than marrying a girl for months. And one last thing I wanted to show you. And then the next packet, this, all this whole discussion is about LA, Muncie, Brooklyn, all these things. But what about Aliyah? Was, is that a legitimate reason to leave your parents? Say, parents say, made me need you, but Aliyah! That's next week's packet. Or coming weeks. There was this Aliyah Trump. What do we say? No, Aliyah does not Trump.
Higher health would make you kind in itself, keep it out of aim and a distance.
That's an excellent question.
He hired
help.
Wouldn't help the Nachasura.
Sky for sending pictures.
Shemesh, but Shlichus, like you, oh, Shlichus, Zechia. Yeah, but what about the Nefivus? That's not halos, I don't know. Okay, this, one more thing I wanted to show you. The Pesach Seder. Page 13. What's the story with the Pesach Seder? Because your father wants you to come to his house for the, you're married, and he wants you to come to his house for the Pesach Seder. So you, but you want not to go. You want to make your own Seder. Because you feel that too many people are going to be by your parents' Seder. And then it's going to be too much of a tumultuous thing. So you believe to go to your father for the Pesach Seder. But what about to your father-in-law? So again, a lot of these things are, you know, anyway, Lamaisa, you know, there's going to be Shalom Bayis issues and things like that. So first you have to look at this Shiloh objectively, and then you have to look at it in reality. So Tshuva, Yimashah Yishtad al-Asad Leilech Lavi Rak B'Lel Sheni. Oh, if you live in America, you have 2 days. So yeah, you can always say you can go to your father for the second Seder. That's assuming that you live the same, right? What? You tell him we have a mincha. Yeah, tell him. Yeah, tell him to we're gonna have a mincha. Tell him to. Where are they finished?
Yeah.
Tell them it'll start earlier. Even. Tell them all to come here. So that's the question here, sir. So is this considered like being mevatel a mitzvah? Because you're not mechuyev to listen to your father if you're going to lose out on a mitzvah. And is this considered a mitzvah? Is not considered a mitzvah? Depends how old the kids are. A lot of kids are not of age anyway. So, a lot of different factors in the case of how old the kids are and whether they think that they could have meaningful. Seder by them, but a lot is going to have to just do with reality of the situation. Okay, so this is the discussion of Yimei Shechiyuv Lado Karav Lavi. So Pasha says there is a Chiyuv. You know, that's a Chiddush. People don't know that. There is a Chiyuv, but there are other things that trump that Chiyuv. People don't realize there is an Indian, all things equal. But in life, it's not always all things equal. So,
But your options are more like
Charleston.
Charleston and Silver Spring.
Charleston and Silver Spring is a different story. It's not Muncie in Brooklyn. It wasn't in LA. Yeah. Okay, sorry.